Yeah, good. Just getting done.
Well, when you found out you were coming back to San Antonio,
what was that feeling like?
Joy. Very joyful. And then I had to realize I had to get a lot of tickets. And then I was like, oh, snap. But it was really fun to come back home and play in the Alamo Dome because it's an indoor facility. And I didn't want to be out. So it was great.
It's a little bit like Oregon weather. When you were here yesterday, it was obviously hot and balmy, and now today it's a little bit more like Oregon.
It happens everywhere we go. Everywhere we went this year, we kind of brought the weather a little bit. So I was enjoying a nice little 80 degrees, you know, t-shirt and shorts for a good period of time where everybody showed up and messed it everywhere.
You had a good year this year. So talk about your year and the year that you had and the year the defense had.
We had a little rough start. I had a rough start just trying to get some experience with it. I caught on late in the season and had it pretty good, and I've been getting better ever since. I feel like the whole defense as a unit have stepped up tremendously from the first game.
Did that interception against Arizona State give you real confidence boost moving forward?
I mean, the confidence has been there for sure, but I mean, it was just more like that type of way. Everybody's worried about, you know, get your pick, you know, just pick, get your pick. So, and it just came out like a clutch time, so it was just great that I got that then, and ever since then, I've just been, it was just trying to make more plays on the ball and stuff like that.
What have you seen in the film, TCU, what they do offensively?
They're pretty good. They're really good, actually. I'm not going to talk downplay. They're really good, and they have good receivers, they have good running backs, as Ingram. But the quarterback's really good, so we got to make sure we get the pressure, and we got to cover guys while we can. Try to eliminate the big plays deep because they're going to throw it up to us and see if we can make a play or not.
Did you ever play against Aaron Green when he was?
No, I was a freshman. I watched. I went to the game, and I was like, oh, snap, look at this guy. But I watched him when I was a freshman at the game. But he was pretty good. It was fun. I never played with him.
Hey, Arion, talk about the unique challenge that Boykin will give to you guys.
He's a great player. I mean, I'm pretty sure he'd be up in the Heisman right about now if he didn't get hurt. So we just got to try to contain him and make sure he's going to get out the pocket and extend plays with his feet. So we just got to try to contain him.
You know, does that make him doubly tough, though, the fact that not only does he have a good arm, but also he can make things happen with his feet?
Exactly. So, I mean, we got to stay in coverage a little longer. We got to drop somebody out of coverage to spy him a little bit, so just make sure he doesn't, like, take off. So it definitely faces the challenge.
Let me ask you a question. You got a lot of guys coming up this year, seniors out of San Antonio that are going to be going to D1 programs. What kind of advice can you give those guys to prepare themselves? Because obviously it's a big jump. And now that you've actually gotten onto the field and played quite a bit this year, what's the biggest thing that they need to get ready to make the adjustment?
Just learning how to compete every day. Everybody's as good as you or works harder than you, so you're going to learn to compete every day. That's my problem. Kind of lazy and complacent, you know, it's like everything is better than everyone in high school, stuff like that. But when I got here, everyone's good, so then even when I was starting, I still would compete as much, so I had to learn how to do that. So that's what Coach Jones helped me do.
Can you believe that you're playing in a bowl game in San Antonio, your hometown? Pretty wild.
I mean, I figured if I came here, we wouldn't be here too often. So, I mean, I figured we'd be in a bigger game. But it's a really big game. We're playing against a great opponent. I'm really excited to be here. And it's going to be a big game for us. Everybody's going to be there. So, it's going to be a good time.
Are you right at home with this weather, this rain? And
my new home, yes.
Your new home?
I was enjoying the nice 80 degrees, and then we came. It happens everywhere we go. We bring the weather for a couple of days, and then it goes away.
Yeah.